In this bulletin, concerns for the fate of a young Saudi woman seeking asylum in Australia reportedly stranded in Thailand. A magnitude 7 earthquake hits Indonesia's Maluku Islands, and defending champion Australia loses its first Asian Cup tournament match. With the latest SBS News, I'm Tara Cosletto. A young Saudi woman wishing to seek asylum in Australia says she is stranded in Thailand after fleeing her family. Rahaf Mohammed Al-Kunun claimed she was detained on Sunday and had her passport confiscated by the Saudi officials at Bangkok Airport. The 18-year-old has claimed on social media that she's being held at an airport hotel by diplomatic and airline staff, despite having a visa to travel to Australia. She says she fears she'll be killed if she is forced to return home, and she's reportedly renounced Islam. Human Rights Watch Asia Deputy Director Phil Robertson has told the BBC authorities must let her continue her journey to Australia.
Thailand needs to compel the Saudis to give her back her passport and let her continue to Australia. Or failing that, she has said that she wants to seek political asylum here in Thailand, and Thailand should allow the UN Refugee Agency to have access to her to determine whether she has a claim or not.
United States President Donald Trump says negotiations are underway on the location of his next summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. It is not clear as to when the summit could take place. Mr. Trump insists work is in progress.
We're negotiating a location. It will be announced probably in the not-too-distant future. They have made it very clear. In fact, they've actually said to the media that they would like to meet. But the sanctions remain in full force and effect. And they will until we have some very positive proof.
Mr. Kim recently declared in his New Year address that he is committed to denuclearization. A magnitude 7 earthquake has struck Indonesia's Maluku Islands. It struck 173 kilometers north-northwest of the city of Ternate. The U.S. Geological Survey website shows the quake hit at a depth of 10 kilometers. Back home, and Jewish advocates are criticising Queensland Senator Fraser Anning for charging taxpayers to attend protests involving right-wing activists in St Kilda. Senator Anning has confirmed taxpayers are paying for his return flights to Melbourne. The Queensland Senator insists he was representing local constituents on the interstate trip, as his state is also facing issues with crime and so-called African gangs. But the Executive Council of Australian Juries, Peter Wertheim, says people would be shocked to know their money is being used in this way.
I would hope that whatever the position may be with regard to the expenditure of public money, that the Australian government and the opposition, and indeed all of the major parties, will be at least in unison on the complete unacceptability of a Member of Parliament giving support and promoting indirectly or directly this sort of ideology.
Mr. Wertheim also criticised the far-right activists who protest using swastikas at the Melbourne rallies over the weekend. Thousands of beachgoers on the Queensland coastline have been stung by bluebottle jellyfish. More than 2,600 people required first aid on the Gold and Sunshine Coasts as the jellyfish swarmed beaches in record numbers across the weekend. Several swimmers suffered anaphylactic shock and were attended to by paramedics. Surf Life Saving Duty Officer Jeremy Sturgis has told Channel 9 he has never seen anything like it.
We've had a northeasterly swell blowing since Boxing Day, which has brought on the swell that will bring in the blue bottles, if you like. So it is tidal as well. Like with a high tide, the blue bottles will be pushed in. With an outgoing tide, they will be pulled out as well.
Now to sport, and defending Asian Cup champions Australia have been defeated 1-0 by Jordan in their first group match of the tournament. The Socceroos were stunned by a first-half goal by Anas Bani Yassin, who put Jordan ahead with a header in the 26th minute. The Jordanians could have been up 2-0 if it wasn't for Socceroos goalkeeper Marty Ryan, who tipped Abdul Rahman's free kick onto the crossbar. The result places enormous pressure on coach Graham Arnold heading into their second group match against Palestine on Friday. And now a look at today's weather. In Perth, sunny, 33 degrees. Adelaide, mostly sunny, 30. Much the same in Melbourne, 24 degrees. Hobart, a possible late shower, 22. In Canberra, partly cloudy, 27 degrees. Wollongong, cloudy, 24. In Sydney, a possible shower, 24 degrees. Newcastle, shower 2, 24. In Brisbane, possible morning shower, 30 degrees. Cairns, possible shower developing, 32, and in Darwin, showers and a possible storm, 34 degrees. I'm Tara Cozzoletto, this is SBS News.